This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The National Milk Producers Federation's joint annual meeting just wrapped up in Phoenix, and here with an update is Chris Galen. How was this year's meeting, Chris?
Well, this has been a great meeting. A lot of it is because milk prices have been better this year, Bill, so people's moods are better and they're more optimistic. But we also have more to be optimistic about on a couple of the key things that National Milk has focused on, and this is what we talked about here in Phoenix. Number one, we're just about to wrap up the process of updating the federal milk marketing order system. That's a process that started 3 years ago. We had a meeting in Las Vegas back in 2021 and started the ball rolling, and ultimately we're now at the point where we're waiting for USDA to come out with its final plan. And that will be voted on by farmers and co-ops across the country, probably right before or after the turn of the year here. And that is something we contributed heavily to. We really helped steer the direction of where USDA has gone. So we're really looking forward to getting the changes implemented. The other thing that we talked about, Bill, to a lesser extent, but it's certainly been on a lot of people's minds, is how do we contain the spread of the avian influenza, the highly pathogenic AI that has been moving across the country since the beginning of the year. I think the good news is that we understand more about the virus, not everything, but we've got better information now in the hands of farmers about what they can do to mitigate the spread of the virus. So hopefully we're not still talking about it a year from now. So those are two of the major highlights of the meeting.
The joint annual meeting is held every year, but every 4 years, of course, we have the presidential election. Was there a buzz about that this year?
Certainly, it's an election year, and you can't escape talking about that. The issue is right now, because it's so close, you don't know what's going to happen with control of the House and Senate, let alone the White House, and how the dust settles on those things is really going to determine the fate of the Farm Bill. So a lot of people are interested in, when are we going to get a new Farm Bill? But so much will depend on, well, who's going to be in the White House in January, who's going to control the House and Senate Agriculture Committees in January. And right now, we don't know those answers.
But all in all, it seems very optimistic out there as we head into 2025, especially with the revenue opportunities for dairy farmers.
Yeah. Yes. In fact, one of the panels we had at the meeting in Phoenix was a discussion about future revenue generating opportunities for farmers. So as we look towards the future for dairy, we know it's going to be more than just the sales of milk and meat and genetics. There are opportunities to sell carbon credits and sustainability practices that you can monetize. So we had a discussion where we were joined by people from Elanco Animal Health, LF Bioenergy, and Syngenta, talking about products and services that they offer that are going to help farmers monetize some of the other practices on their farms compared to what's been done in the past. So that's a very optimistic turn of events, and we think that it's something that farmers will be interested in the future.
Well, thanks for the update, Chris. From Phoenix, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.